My name is Aaron. I am made new in Christ. I am recovering from relationship addiction. Growing up in the church, I knew I needed to trust Christ with my eternal life, but I had no idea that he wanted me to trust him with my daily life as well. I believed that I had to get my identity and peace from the acceptance of others based on my performance in sports, my academic ability, or even my looks, instead of getting my identity and peace from my Creator. I was an anxious person at an early age, especially in the athletic performance arena. Fear was there too, afraid of not being accepted and not being good enough. The anxiety and fear grew as I taught myself to put my trust in people to cope with these feelings rather than trust in the Lord with all my heart. I used all of my relationships to make me feel okay about myself and my life. Friendships, romantic relationships, mentor relationships with pastors and coaches. I was desperate to get through life feeling some measure of peace inside, and I thought these relationships were the answer. I supplemented my relationship medicine with other things like porn and masturbation, alcohol, and athletic performance. I spent an entire summer in college getting drunk every night and hooking up at random. I spent another summer running 2 or 3 times a day and going to the gym. For years, porn and masturbation became the way I fell asleep at night. But still, relationships were the most copious of these addictions, and to me offered the best chance for contentment and satisfaction. I was choosing the way that seemed right to me at the time without knowing I was heading towards my own demise. The last romantic relationship I was in was my tipping point. I expected this young woman to bring me ultimate fulfillment, joy, and peace. I had fooled myself into thinking that pushing sexual boundaries and potentially marrying her would bring all of that to me. What I had really done was set myself up as God in my own heart, doing as I saw fit. That relationship ended a few years ago, and I was lost. Here I was in the prime of life, and felt like I had no idea who I was or what I was supposed to be doing. About 6 months after the breakup, I started a new career and came to Dallas. I came to Watermark with a dear friend the first Sunday I was in town. I liked it. It was a little big, a little much maybe, but I liked it. I was hungry for the way these people seemed to be, especially from the pulpit. Real. I saw an ad on the big screen before church stating, "Regen, recovery in Christ when life is broken, Mondays at 6:30. I had some big questions about God and myself, so Regen sounded like the perfect place for me. I felt pretty weird coming the first Monday and for a lot of Mondays after that. If you're here for the first time and you think you're ready to get the heck out of here because you're all sweaty and uncomfortable, be still and see what great things the Lord will do. Working the steps was a very interesting, trying process. I had never done anything like this. I had no problem with step one, admit. Yeah, I'm jacked up. I can't get anything right. Step one, check. Step two was a bit of a toe stumper. Believe in God? I was so confused about who God was and if he was even real. And if he was real, then where had he been in the midst of all this pain? Step two, TBD. Step three, trust. Trust who? God? I don't know if I believe that God is even real yet. But God showed me through the daily Regen material that even if I didn't have all the answers about who God was and where he had been, I could trust him. So I tried to, a little at a time. Step three, kind of check. Step 4, 5, and 6 were all powerful in their own ways for me, but I was still struggling with understanding my relationship with God. I was desperate to have the hope that I heard other people talk about from this stage. That was probably the biggest motivator to return. Unless the people up here are complete liars, I thought, then what is true in their lives could be true in mine. Step 7, follow, was when I started to feel the weight of all these big theological questions. After the Saturday Easter service last year, I tracked down a Watermark staff member and told him about my question and conviction about my relationship with God, or lack thereof, and knew I needed answers but was getting nowhere. He pointed me to the Bible, Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. It was like I read that for the first time. I don't know what I had really believed before this, but I know what I believe now, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, those who have chosen to live outside of God's design, and that I can receive mercy in spite of my sin choices because Jesus Christ died for them in order to display perfect patience to sinners living outside of God's design and to show these sinners, me, that believing in him would give them true life. This is the foundation that began my real walk in recovery, a foundation built on a real relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. Everyone here says this week in and week out, but it didn't make sense to me until now. Finishing steps 8 through 12 was quite the adventure, step 9 amends in particular. Hey, Mom and Dad, sorry I stole money from you in college so I could go out and get drunk with my friends. Will you forgive me? Hello, sir. Sorry I destroyed the greens of your golf course in high school as some sort of joke. Will you forgive me? There's only one way I would have done anything like that or said anything like that to anyone, the work of Christ in my life. Not only was there admission and confession by the work of God in my heart, I wanted to do my part in making them right, no matter what the cost might be, because other things, like worldly consequences, had become meaningless in light of knowing and gaining Christ. God started a work in me that he's carrying to completion. Does that mean I am struggle-free? No. If anything, now I just see more struggles than I noticed before. Does that mean that now I have completed regen, I have arrived? I wish. Now I get to exercise these principles on a daily basis, especially forgiveness and making amends in relationships. By the grace of God, the man who was addicted to relationships and used them as a drug to medicate life can now experience healthy, life-giving relationships with all people. Hey, bro, sorry I said that. I was speaking out of anger. Will you forgive me for that? Community, we all need it. It's what God created us for. Relationship with him and relationships with one another. We can't do this life alone and do it well. We need Christ in our lives, and we need other people who love and follow him to walk alongside us. I am surrounded by men now who constantly sharpen me and, most importantly, hold me accountable. You sure you should be going to that place, AA Ron? You sure you need to be looking at that chick's profile? You really think you need to act like that to get attention? Just be intentional. Accountability. We all need it all the time. Sometimes there's conflict and disagreement, which, when you are as prideful and stubborn as I tend to be, happens quite a bit. I am learning to say, I am sorry, will you forgive me? Pretty well. Ask my friends. They'll tell you all about it. My job is the anvil that God is shaping me upon lately. Sometimes I will show up at work and find myself covered in fear. Will these guys accept me? What if they don't like me? What if I mess up? These are my thoughts regularly. Then God reminds me, I love you. I have accepted you. I sent my son to die for you, dude. And in a lot of these instances, he uses the guys in my life to remind me of those truths. Community, accountability, find it. I just had the opportunity to co-lead a group of guys in recovery. What a privilege to witness life change in the front row seats. I am learning slowly that I still don't have all the answers to my own or other people's questions, even if I won't admit that in the moment. Pride. I do, however, know this, that God is good, and that I can trust him with all of life, eternity, and mortality. Knowing him and having a relationship with him is the answer. Watermark and Regen are not the answer, but they definitely point you to the one who is, Jesus. No matter who you are or where you're coming from, God loves you and he wants a relationship with you. You will seek him and find him when you seek him with all your heart. If you doubt that, come ask me about it. My name doesn't matter so much anymore because I am made new in Jesus Christ. If it weren't for him, I would still be hopeless. So thank God for hope in Jesus. His name is all that matters.